When the blue of the night meets the goal of the day, someone waits for me. In the past music hall with John Scott-Sotter, his officer Mars, the Jimmy Bear, the Terry Pierce, and our guest, Dame Bruce and Larry Capella Discovery, Miss Florence Albert, and the distinctive jazz piano stylist, Eddie Haywood. Say, Dame, one minute.
Yeah.
Look, now that you're supposed to open, you wouldn't happen to, that is, being an equine enthusiast and all that, you wouldn't happen to have a good pick?
You come to the right boy.
Oh, not too loud.
I have a real good thing for you. This one can't miss. And you can even pass it around.
Well, thanks, pal. What is it?
War Bonds in the 7th and Play It to Win. Right on the nose, it'll pay a nice price, too. 4 for 3 in the knowledge that you've helped to make a reality of our dreams for the final solid and eternal V-Day. Get aboard.
Andy, I call my sugar candy. Cause I'm sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me. She understands me, my understanding candy, and candy's always handy when I need sympathy. I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart. What a sweet treat for my sweetheart candy. It's gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make her mine, all
thank you.
she sang that with authentic sincerity. We like it. The Territories have a happy record of harmony, and like most of us, a genuine love for the old song. I'd like to get with him right about here on one of yesterday's ditties of Wall Vintage, Age of the Moonlight, Good Old Moonlight Bay. Thrice welcome the lyric dramatic soprano Miss Florence Alba in her third appearance in the hall since her signally well-received debut several weeks back. Yay and barely welcome, Florence.
You're very sweet, Dane, but I'm the one who should be saying how wonderful it is to be appearing in such distinguished company.
Looks like this girl will be back again and again, won't it?
I'd love it, Dane. Yeah? You know my taste very far afield from opera.
Is that so?
I appreciate really good, romantic popular songs.
Oh, you do? For example?
Well, honestly, I find it romantic to listen to my album of Crosby recordings.
How young you are.
Your popular songs are swell, Dane. But why don't you try to add some operatic aria to your repertoire?
Well, like what?
Say something from Tristan and Isolde.
I think I'd better stick to Mercer and Carmichael there, my boy. Kirk and Van Heusen. If you'll sing it, however, I could listen to Greg Wallace to deserve Ouvre ton cœur.
Thank you.
Very lovely, Florence, and thank you. Many thanks. I wonder if Kenneth of the Certain Party has come rapping on your lattice lately.
You mean the Ravens and the Finance Company, Bing? I'll have you know it's been a long time since we finished playing for Ice Park.
I was not referring to your early struggles, Tom.
You were?
No, I know.
Very interesting.
I'd like to hear about
it.
I know that we had the pleasure of welcoming a victory volunteer.
Oh, you mean one of those men and women who make it so convenient to buy a war bond without even leaving your own fireside?
Yes, sir. They've done a great job in all previous war-loan drives.
Certainly have. I expect I'll see one soon.
When the time comes, Ken, there's only one way to greet those volunteer salesmen.
Well, tell me, Puff. I'll be a victory volunteer, and you'll be a freedom-loving bond buyer.
Whatever happened to rest? We're off.
How do you do, sir? I live just across the street here, and I have some very close war bonds.
Well, come right in. Sit right down. Have a chair. Have two chairs. Have a cigarette. What am I saying? Don't move till I sign on the ever-loving dotted. War bonds are the item none of us can afford to pass on.
Exactly. Say, you're what I call a real neighbor.
Thanks. The next time you come back to sell me those victory bonds, I'll be returning that free Pearl Harbor lawnmower of mine.
But all kidding aside, Bing, those volunteers should be more welcome than a man with a load of nylon.
Yes, and between now and June 1st, they'll try to get around to every home in America. Let's make it easy for them, and let's make the 7th War Loan Drive another determined march toward the final day of final victory. Just say that I'm a friend of yours, and maybe they won't get wise. And if they see us together, I'll brush the dreams from my eyes. I'll tell my heart it mustn't change. Thank you. Thank you, Eddie. That was very handsome. Les Brown and his band started quite a hassle recently when they recorded a song called Sentimental Journey. We had a wonderful arrangement on it. Big favorite from the jukeboxes. Fine song, too. Possessing a trio of tunes by Victor Schwertzinger and Jumping John Mercer. His fondly remembered offering may be recalled as the Flute King. The story, I may say, had to do with Fairley.
No.
I swear.
Really?
On my word,
really?
Scott Sonner. And our opening song, which Bob Eberle sang with smash success and his wonderful rendition of it, is none other than Tangerine. You know, of course, Dennis, what a tangerine is, don't you?
I know, Mr. Carter, what is a tangerine?
A tangerine, Templeton, is an orange that's not quite up to naval standards.
Yes.
Tangerine. Gee, isn't that awful? With her eyes of night and lips as bright as flame. They told me to go very well. Tangerine, when she dances by, in your little step and caballero's style, and I see close to tangerine, blaze in every bar. Across the Argentine. Yes, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to Tangerine. Not up to naval standards. Talent. Among the many charms of the Flute King, not the least was Dottie L'Amour, who portrayed a hostess in one of those dime a dance places.
Oh, you mean one of those places where you grab the gal and the band goes da 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 boom, good girl.
Oh, that was one of the laundry dances.
Oh.
Ah, familiar. Start the dancing in a hurry. I had a week to spare. Told me the groundwork, the walk around works, and told me to take the sun. Arthur Murray then advised me not to worry. I had a natural bent. She wasn't the chasing, the falls that I chased, and the bent was as wide as it can. The people around me can all sing, a one and a two and a three. But any resemblance to waltzing is what's so incidental with me. I've a merry thought dance is going in a hurry. And so I take a chance. To me it resembles the night it trembles, but he'll guarantee that it's the dance. Hope Helen O'Connell will forgive me.
Well, doubtless this little cinematic saga had its inevitable thread of romance.
A bit frayed, perhaps, Ken, but I'm sure it did. The hero even went so far as to hock his watch for just one dance to call back to dancers, which was a mistake.
Why?
After he'd hocked his watch, he wouldn't even give him the time of day.
Very well. Well, they must have gotten together eventually, otherwise they couldn't have worked in our romantic including melody, I Remember You.
Individual bond buyers alone are going to be expected to absorb $7 of those $14 billion. $7 billion from you, me, and the guy next door. Sounds like a lot of heavy hay, but victory, complete victory, comes pretty steep. And since January 1st of this year, Americans have cashed away $14 billion in new savings. The highest cost of the war will always be in the lives being given right now in Okinawa and on other fighting fronts. If we at home are not even asked to give our money, we lend it for bonds at a mighty good interest, too. Seems impossible to think how we can conceivably buy enough bonds when the dollars we lend today save the lives of America's fighting sons tomorrow. We're building new ships vital in moving our forces from Europe to the Pacific Theater. We're building bombers to dwarf the B-29s. We've got to keep giving our troops the indispensable tools of triumph. More jeeps, more trucks, more rockets, mortars, bazookas, all the incredibly costly equipment to match their priceless courage, and the invaluable medical equipment to save their priceless lives. Every cent we've got over our rock-bottom expenses can and should go toward winning the war. That's the real way to safeguard the post-war world of peace we all dream of sharing. So let's keep giving now and bring into being the day of ultimate Thanksgiving. Not just VJ Day, but D-Day, universally and forever. Good night for now.
Is Officer Clark, Jimmy Bear, and Sherry Pierce. And our special guest, the unique master of the unusual phrase and equally remarkable piano style, Mr. Border, and also that redoubtable bazooka man, that stage of Arkansas, yeah, you guessed it, the Tunnel of the Ozarks, Bob Burns. It's a cheese food that's really different. Spread, slices, melt, toast to perfection. You'll like Pat Step. It's the delicious cheddar cheese food of 100 uses. It's assured that your family and guests will go for Pat Step in sandwiches, snacks, and a grand variety of main dish foods. And you can buy it in two tempting varieties, Golden Pat Step and Mento Pat Step. Don't forget to include Pat Step, the delicious cheddar cheese food, in your shopping list tomorrow.